went over to the park today and did a short POTA activation, and I tried to get some action on 2 meter, and then it started to rain, so we had to run out and get the antenna down and pack it in. But I think that would be fun.
Yeah, and you start with 2 meter, then get in there, we'll get your test and HF, and that's when it gets interesting. I listened today on some of this POTA stuff on HF, and holy cow, you got quick at the trigger.
Yeah, they've got a big contest going on this weekend, so it was tough. I was on 10 meter to start, and I only was able to make 2 contacts, and I was getting frustrated. So then I went over to 17, and I was rocking and rolling on 17. So, but all the rest of the bands, holy cow, they were just packed with the contest.
Which, what are you using? Are you using hammers or something like that for parks on the air?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just started using hammers. And I love it. Oh, my gosh, it's so simple. And I took my tablet over there. I had loaded it onto my laptop. And the first time I was over there, I used my laptop, and it was cumbersome. So then I took and loaded it on my tablet, and it's perfect. It's simple, it's quick, the tablet's small, and I reckon you could even do it on your cell phone if you wanted to.
Yeah, I like a bigger screen, but at home here, I use it on the 43-inch HD or 4K TV. Works real well. You can see more of your ones that are activated. You know, if there's like 10 or 15, then you can see a lot of them.
Yeah, when I'm at home and I'm doing POTA, I use my N3 FJP software and do it that way when I'm just hunting. But when I'm activating, I sound like such a pro. I've done it 3 times, you know. But I like it on the tablet. It's not bad.
I use it at home, too. Click and copy. It's very, very simple. You click on it, and it dials you into that frequency. You see where, you know, which ones are on there. If there's 10 of them on there, you can click on each one. And then when you get a, you know, if you hear them, you got all the information right there. All you got to do is, it says a little button there. We hit copy. Boom. You got the information in there, and hit save. You're done.
Yeah. Now, I'm assuming that you've got yours set up to control your rig, right?
Yeah, my Yaesu or ICOM, either one. And very simple to do.
Yeah, when I loaded it onto my laptop, I noticed that you could do that. Now, I haven't set it up to do that yet, but I've got 2 laptops. I've got a smaller one and then the one I use at home. But my larger one, I've got it set up to control my rig with the N3 FJP. And the same thing, it'll show you, and I tried to do it today when I got home. Because of the contest, I need, I think, 13 more countries to get my 100. And I thought, boy, this weekend would be a perfect time to get them. And, you know, you can just click on the ones that are new for you, but gosh almighty, talk about pileups. And I wasn't able to be heard by anybody.
Yeah, that's one thing about POTA is you're not sure what kind of antenna someone is using. You think, well, I got a good antenna. Well, somebody else might have a chicken wire. You don't know. So sometimes it's kind of difficult. But, you know, you can hear them, but for them to hear you, it just depends on what they got out there.
We picked up a while back, it's a Telecan MC750 antenna, and it's just a stab in the ground. It's got four radials on it, and it's multiband. I think for the 40 and the 80, you have to put in the, well, now I'm not going to remember what you call it. It's a little screw-in thing. What do you call it, Jerry? Oh, you know what I mean. That'll come to me in a second. But I was able on 17 meter, a guy from Russia called me, and I was just thrilled, tickled pink.
Oh, yeah, you get the right setup, the right propagation, and, yeah, it works real well. You said it was a Pelican antenna?
No, it's called Chelican. Yeah, that's the company name, Chelegance. And it is so compact, it comes with its own little case. It weighs nothing. And it sets up, I'm going to say, less than 10 minutes. You've got that thing, it takes me longer to put my radio together and connect the battery and everything than it does to set up that antenna. And it's awesome.
Yeah, Scott's got one. I'm trying to think what one it was, but Jason has one, too. There's a few of them out there that are pretty simple. I got the Buddy's Hole Deluxe. Scott's got the Extra Deluxe, of course, but then he bought this one here that I can't think of the name of it right offhand. I'm trying to find it on my computer, but anyway, real simple. Yeah, it's a no-brainer. It sets it up and works real well. I played with my buddy Paul yesterday on 20 meters just to set it up and tune it and all that. So it takes a minute, but you know, you get it close and then it lets the tuner get the rest of it.
Now, Terry just ordered some ham sticks, shark sticks. You know what I'm talking about. And he's made a mount to make it into a dipole for the various bands. And a while back, he picked up one of these telescoping flagpoles over at Harbor Freight, and he's got a hitch on the back of his truck that he can slide it into. And he's just picked up the final pieces to finish this project, and then when it stops raining, he's going to set it up in the driveway and get it all tuned and see how it works. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. WAYRC. There's always something, different configurations and whatever works, you know, and what works for you and makes it a little easier. You know, you get familiar with it, get it set up, I have a tent. I think what I'm going to end up setting up a tent for shelter. If I do POTA, I'm trying to find something quick. I got a deer blind, too, that I've never even used. I want it. And I'm thinking about maybe setting that up just to kind of get out of the weather if it's, you know, ugly out.
Now, which park do you go to normally?
I have not. Well, actually, I have. The one down there in Metamora. Or I go to, there's another one here at Verner's State Game Area just north of me.
Yeah, we go over to Metamora. We're only a couple of miles from there, maybe like a mile, you know, as the crow flies. But, weather gets a little bit nicer. Meet us over there. We'll set up a couple of antennas, pop up a couple of radios, and have ourselves a POTA party in APLC.
Yeah, we can do that. I talked to Tamara. She's all excited about getting upgraded, too. She works at my, I went to the doctor, and I know the one lady there, she worked at the hospital. And then as I'm checking out, she says, "Hey, how you doing? You know me." And boy, I strain my brain and think, where do I know you from? She's camera 80. I don't really feel bad, but I only see her a couple of times, you know, at the meeting.
You say she's upgrading? What, to general or extra?
No, I think general. Yeah, she's working on it, and yeah, I don't know what the status is as far as how long she's been doing it, but she's wanting to, you know, get upgraded there to do some HF.
NAGYU.